Welcome to another installment of Palm Beach Cardinals Baseball. I am Ryan McDowell, joined tonight in the booth by Sean Tomlinson. This is Game 5 against the visiting Daytona Tortugas in their six-game series. So far in the series, it's gone well for the home team, being 3-1 to this point. The well-fought 4-2 victory last night. An excellent start on the mound from their starter, Brian Pope, had the Cards in great shape, going six strong innings, setting up the bullpen and his reliever, Roy Garcia, to come in and seal off the win with the last three innings. So, speaking of pitching, let's toss over to Sean for tonight's pitching report. Sean?
Thank you, Ryan. And tonight, your pitching report here. For the Daytona Tortugas, we have Kevin Abel, right-handed pitcher, 6'1", 200 pounds, from San Diego, California, coming in with a win-loss record of 1-0 of his two games played. This will be his first start. Has an ERA of 4.5 and is looking to improve his stat lines. His last game against Jupiter, he pitched three innings with five strikeouts and two earned runs. And Trent Baker, the right-handed pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals, comes in with a win-loss record of 4-6. Of his 13 games played, he has 13 starts and will be starting tonight. Comes in with 72 strikeouts and 65 innings pitched. His last game against St. Lucie Mets, he pitched four innings with five strikeouts and two earned runs.
Perfect. Both managers have their lineup set, starting off with the visiting Daytona Tortugas. This is how manager Gookie Dawkins will have his lineup. Starting off, second baseman Stephen Layton. Hitting second, the center fielder Fidel Castro. Hitting third, the right fielder Jack Rogers. Hitting cleanup, the DH Hayden Jones, who's the catcher last night. First baseman Michelle Triana hits fifth. The catcher tonight, hitting sixth, Wilfred Astudillo. Hitting seventh, the third baseman, Austin Callahan. Hitting eighth, the left fielder, Jamal O'Ginn. And rounding out the lineup, playing short, is Ilvin Fernandez. So that is your Daytona Tortugas. Now for the home team, Palm Beach Cardinals. Leading off, second baseman, Darlin Moquette. Then, hitting second, the third baseman, Sandra Mora. Hitting third, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas. Hitting cleanup, the DH, Aaron McKeithen. Hitting fifth, the right fielder, Elijah Cabell. Hitting sixth, the left fielder, Yan Torres. Hitting seventh and catching behind the plate tonight, Jake Burns. Hitting eighth and playing at first, Jesus Urrutia. And rounding out the lineup, the center fielder, Adenson Cruz. So, for the Cardinals, it's Moquette, Mora, Rivas, McKeithen, Cabell, Torres, Burns, Urrutia, and Cruz. Our umpires tonight, behind home plate is Sam Carey. And on the base pass, we have Warren Eubanks. Just about set for baseball here on a beautiful night, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Didn't think we were going to get to come here tonight with all that rain earlier, but happy we did. It is just a picture-perfect night.
It is, actually. No clouds here in the sky to the stadium. Fans in the stands as they start to trickle in as the game is scheduled to get started here. Ump's talking it out by home plate. We've got both teams in the bullpen and dugouts ready and waiting as we get kicked off here at the Dean.
So we see the Tortuga starter, Kevin Abel, getting his last few warm-up pitches in the bullpen. Cardinals starter, Trent Baker, looks like he's already set, waiting to head out to the mound. So we are all set, ready to go here at the Dean.
Yeah, we are, Ryan. As it looks like we've got some fans trickling in here. Ready to get started.
Good conversation at home plate between two umpires here as we near first pitch. Yeah, just a little bit of wind right now as we see that flag whipping a little bit. See how that affects the fielders tonight. I always like to see the differences in the lineups, you know, night to night. You know, as I mentioned for the Tortugas, Jones was behind the plate last night. And now it's a studio as Jones plays the DH role.
Yeah, but it's a similar thing for the Cardinals as McKeithen comes back from behind the plate and Burns steps in tonight getting the start.
Exactly. You saw what he did behind with his bat last night, so you got to keep that in the lineup with McKeithen. We are just about set, ready for baseball, as Trent Baker takes the mound and the Cardinals slowly take the field. We will send it off for the national anthem.
Roger E. Shively Stadium's very own Sweet Lou Valano.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land and of the free and the home.
Thank you to Sweet Lou Valano and his sweet vocal cords for tonight's national anthem. Last few words exchanged by our umpires tonight. We are just about set.
Yeah, and it looks like we're about to kick things off here as Trent Baker warms up with Burns, gets in a few last of pitches in.
The rest of the fielders taking their positions. As we see even more fans coming in.
Yeah, and it looks like
a great night of baseball. Hopefully just as good, if not better, as last night. We mentioned a 4-2 victory for the Cardinals.
Yeah, very hard fought. Looks like they were really able to pull that one out. The Tortugas did fight hard, but the Cardinals able to walk away with the win, pulling them above 500. I know they got to be happy about that.
That's right. Their first time above 500 this year overall, now 36-35. Very nice. And starting off the second half of the season, they have just been red hot.
And that's what you like to see from your Palm Beach Cardinals here on the MILB Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Sean Tomlinson, Ryan McDougal here.
As we see the second baseman for the Daytona Tortugas, Stephen Layton, stepping in to face Trent Baker.
And it looks like first pitch is just about to get underway here.
Baker is set, ready for the first pitch. We see the corner infielders hugging the lines. First pitch outside, ball one.
Stephen Layton, second baseman, coming in with an average of 244, 21 RBIs, 6 home runs.
A little pop for a middle infielder. All right. Next pitch swung on by Layton, popped up behind the plate. Foul, strike one.
Layton adjusting his gloves and his bat here as he steps back into the box.
Next pitch coming from Baker, swung on and missed by Layton. Now 1-2.
Still got a little bit of wind here in the stadium. Starting to pick up a little bit. See how that affects it.
Time call at the plays. Layton wants another second. Stepping back into the batter's box. Baker set. 1-2 pitch coming. Just missing that outside corner. Now 2-2.
Yep. Yeah. Just missed it.
Good eye there from Layton laying off that one. 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on, grounded out to third. Moore up with it. Throw over. Got him. As Layton grounds out for the first out of the ballgame.
Yeah, Moore to Orechia for a very nice connection there.
That'll bring up the left-handed hitting center fielder for the Tortugas, Fidel Castro. We see Mora way off the line over there at third, expecting Castro to pull the ball. First pitch coming from Baker. In there, strike one.
Looked like Castro jumped back a little bit, but didn't matter. Over the plate?
He did. I think he expected that to be a little further inside than it was. Next pitch coming. That one was a little too far inside. Ball one.
Castro coming in with a .218 average. 4 home runs, 8 RBIs.
Baker's 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss by Castro. Healthy cut on that one, but no connection. Now 1-2. Baker is set. Next pitch coming. Swung on by Castro. Popped up in foul territory. Everybody converging on it, but nobody able to get it as it stays 1-2.
The Daytona Tortugas do have one out here so far. Top of the first inning.
As we see the third baseman Mora, shortstop Rivas, and the left field are all having to head back to their respective positions. Ready for the next pitch. Here comes Baker. Swung on again, Castro. Foul back to the screen as it stays 1-2.
And it looked like Castro really wanted to take that one.
Yeah, just a little bit late on that pitch. Here comes the next 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off again by his own dugout. Staying still 1-2.
Castro staying alive here behind the plate, trying to make something happen.
Next 1-2 pitch coming. Got him with the curveball as Baker finally wears him down. Castro staying in the batter's box, but to no avail as he is down on strikes.
Baker showing why he gets the start. Very nice curveball. Take Castro out. Two outs for the Daytona Tortugas.
There was a challenge. That's why he stayed in the box. But the call was upheld. He is down. As we see the left-hand hitting right fielder Jack Rogers stepping in, swinging at the first pitch, fouling it into the catcher's glove. Strike one.
Rogers coming in with an average of .306, 18 RBIs, 3 home runs.
See what he can do here. Already down 0-1. Next pitch coming. In there. 0-2.
Caught him while looking there. Rogers, not enough time to react.
Baker looks like he wants a quick inning here. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. Swung on by Rogers. Foul behind his own dugout to the third base side. Staying 0-2.
Trying to see if we've had any fans running for these fly balls here. As see a few of them scurrying over. No security to take them away tonight, though.
Next pitch coming in the dirt there. Now 1-2.
Rogers adjusting his gloves, checking his bat and his swing, stepping back into the box.
Baker set, ready for the 1-2 pitch. Swung on by Rogers, grounded foul down the first base side, staying 1-2. Tortuga's making Baker work so far in this ball game. The next pitch will be his 18th. Here it comes. Swing and a miss by Rogers as Baker gets the last two men in on strikeouts. As the Tortugas go down 1-2-3, it is a tie ball game, 0-0. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. Dinner, they're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back at the bottom of the first inning. Palm Beach Cardinals stepping in for their first chance as the second baseman, Darlin Moquette, heads to the batter's box to face the Tortugas right-hander, Kevin Abel. Abel's first pitch coming. Just a bit low, ball one.
Moquette coming in with an average of .232, 16 RBI, 6 home runs.
Here comes the 1-0 pitch, swung on by Moquette, popped up, foul. I think that went behind the roof here.
I was going to say, I'm waiting for that one to drop back down. It was up, hung up for a second.
1-1 pitch outside, ball two. I got to say, I like the motion from Abel. Really comes over the top to the plate.
Yeah, he's definitely a...
2-1 pitch swung on by Moquette, foul to his own dugout. Now 2-2.
A more traditional style throwing. I haven't seen something like that. It's mostly sidebars and their own kind of very traditional style.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Ooh, gave him a breaking ball, but just able to foul it off as Moquette staying alive. So we wait for Abel to get a new baseball. Infield playing straight up, outfield as well. 2-2 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Down goes Moquette on strikes.
Not sure if the wind picking up had anything to do with that, but a very nice pitch thrown by Abel.
I don't know. I think he was just beat by that heater. Up and in. I don't think he had much chance on that one. So we see the third baseman, Sander Mora, stepping in. First pitch to him outside as Mora showed bunt and pulled it back. Ball one.
Mora coming in with an average of 167, 9 RBIs, 3 home runs.
Next pitch and low. Ball two. Interesting to see Mora show bunt on that first pitch.
Yeah, with no runners on the bags, too. Right. Not a.
Next pitch. High. Now 3-0 to the Cardinals' third baseman.
Only one out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Bottom of the first inning.
See if he has the green light here. 3-0 pitch. Way inside. Almost hit him. As Mora works the walk.
And Mora, speedy steelster. Not someone you want on bags. Gotta watch out for him.
See what he can do on the base pass. As now, here comes the shortstop. Jeremy Rivas, another right-handed hitter for Abel to deal with. We see Moore getting a good lead over there. First pitch coming in, catching the strike zone. Strike one.
Rivas coming in with an average of 257 and 22 RBIs.
Very nice. Known for contact, it looks like, with no homers. Moore back in safely diving.
Yeah, able to Triana. Trying to take Moore out the game there.
Moore with a healthy lead over there first. Dancing a little bit. Pitch coming in high. Ball one. Abel might be a little distracted by the speed over there first.
Yeah,
that pitch sailing on him.
Moore seems to be toying with him a little bit as his speed is known.
Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Rivas reaching for it in vain as now it is 1-2.
And it looks like Astudillo, the catcher, ready to toss to Triana in case Moore tries to take off there.
Here comes Abel with 1-2 pitch outside, 2-2. Good eye there from Rivas. Let's see if Moore is willing to risk it over there at first. Been having a good lead so far in this at bat. Next pitch, there he goes, but swung on foul behind the plate from Rivas. Staying 2-2.
Yeah, and as you can see, Moore ready to take off there as he has to jog back to first.
And that's another one that will not find its way back down.
Yeah, I don't even hear it coming back down, so it's probably up there for good now.
Here comes Abel with the next 2-2 pitch. Curveball inside as Rivas runs the count full now.
Rivas staying alive at the plate here. One runner on bags, only one out for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Moore staying tight to the bag so far. Abel coming with the payoff pitch. Swung on by Rivas, foul back into the stands again. There, this one comes down. Go, go, go.
Yeah, young fan able to take home a little souvenir. That's always great.
Abel set working quickly here. Next payoff pitch. Outside as Rivas works the walk as Abel has now walked two in a row.
Yeah, and not a very good start for Abel.
You talked about speed with Moore. Another speedster on the bags now is Rivas. As now we have the cleanup man, DH Aaron McKeithen, stepping in. Danger here for Kevin Abel. One out, two men on. First pitch to him. Swung on by McKeithen. Popped up shallow center. It drops in front of the center fielder. Castro throws to second, but he's safe. Now base is loaded.
McKeithen with just a nice pop-up hit there. Center fielder Castro not able to grab it in time. Bases are now loaded for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Only one out.
You know what they say. Sometimes there's a bloop, sometimes there's a blast. That one was definitely the latter as it just fell in front of Castro. As we have the bases loaded here, only one out. It's the right fielder, Elijah Cabell, steps in. Abel's first pitch to him. Bouncing in the dirt. A studio able to block it in front of him. Now 1-0.
Yeah, and the studio keeping the ball safe there. No wild pitches, no stolen runs.
Yeah, that's the last thing you would want after giving up two walks and then a single to load the bases. 1-0 pitch coming. Swung on by Cabell past the diving second baseman, Layden. It will score one as the Cardinals are on the board here, taking the lead 1-0.
Not even able to use his speed there. That nice little pop-up hit by Cable, nice little single. Past the second baseman, just not able to get his hand on it.
Yeah, that ball was just hit a little bit too hard. I think Castro has a good arm out there in center. Rivas not willing to risk it over there at third. We have a quick meeting on the mound here. So we see the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov, heading out to talk to his pitcher.
Yeah, not the way that the Daytona Tortugas wanted to start this inning off. Bases loaded, one run already in-house here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Very nice start, though, as they're looking to stay hot.
Yes, with bases loaded here and only one out, you have to be careful. This could be a...
The home plate umpire, Sam Carey, heading out to the mound, break up the meeting. As now we have right-handed hitting left fielder, Yan Torres, stepping in. As we mentioned, bases loaded here, only one out. First pitch to him, way inside. Torres has to dodge out of the way of that pitch, 1-0.
Torres coming in with an average of 206, 10 RBIs, 3 home runs.
Here comes Abel with the 1-0 pitch. Down low and in. Now 2-0 here. Becoming ever more dangerous for the Tortugas.
Cardinals staying alive here.
2-0 pitch coming. Swung on. Foul. Down the third base side from Torres. Very healthy cut at the plate.
Yeah, it looks like he really wanted to step into that one and put some power behind it.
Look like he wanted to get his fourth home run of the year. What do you think?
I think so.
Abel said. Swing and a miss by Torres.
Yeah, big swing and a miss there. Torres really putting his whole shoulder into that one. Not able to get it.
Looked like that one jammed him as that was too far inside. Abel set. Here comes the... He steps off. Taking a few more seconds. We reset the pitch clock. Base is loaded here for the Cardinals. Only one out. Abel's 2-2 pitch coming. Check swing by Torres. But he went around as he is down on strikes for the second out of the inning. Wasted opportunity there for the Cardinals. As Torres not able to bring any of his teammates home.
Nice pitching by Abel to keep his team alive here. Three runners still on bags.
As we see the Cardinals' left-handed hitting catcher, Jake Burns, stepping in. First pitch swung on, grounded foul to the Tortugas' dugout. Strike one.
Burns coming in with an average of 278 and one RBI on the year.
Abel having to work a lot in this inning. Next one will be his 28th pitch. Here it comes. Swing and a miss by Burns. Way outside was that pitch.
Yeah, it looked like he could have held back that one. Let it go ball, but took it anyways.
Cardinals being a little bit over-aggressive here. Abel now with a 0-2 count. Next pitch in the dirt. Good block there by Wilfred Astudillo behind the plate.
Yeah, Astudillo falling on that one. Not letting it go wild as the bases are loaded for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Now 1-2 here to Jake Burns. Next pitch coming from Abel. Curveball just low.
And Abel and
here we go with the challenge. Catcher and pitcher were already heading to the dugout. They knew it. As Burns is down on strikes. So three strikeouts, two walks in the inning for Kevin Abel as the Cardinals take the lead 1-0. Brian McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Song again. for the 100th time today. Here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Top of the second inning, Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson. Palm Beach Cardinals now with a 1-0 lead here. Trent Baker back on the mound for his second inning of work as the DH Hayden Jones steps in to the left-hand hitting batting box. First pitch to him, swing and a miss, strike one.
Jones coming in with an average of 246, 17 RBIs, 4 home runs.
Next pitch coming from Baker, swing and a miss again from Jones. He is quickly down 0-2.
Looks like he'll take a step back here and readjust himself as he steps back into the box.
Baker's 0-2 pitch, swung on by Jones into center field as a Denson Cruz settles under it for the first out of the inning.
And a nice contact by Jones with a nice fly up hit to center field. Cruz just able to get his eye on it, stay under it, and nice catch there.
As we see the left-handed hitting first baseman, Michelle Triana, stepping in. First pitch coming from Baker. Swing and a miss from Triana, strike one.
Triana coming in with an average of 218, 24 RBIs, 3 home runs.
Baker's 0-1 pitch, just missing the corner with the heat.
Yeah, that one looked like it definitely had some fire on it. Triana, good to not swing there.
Baker's 1-1 pitch coming. Swinging is Triana. Same spot, left center, and Azenson Cruz once again settles under it for the second out.
Yeah, Cruz with a nice eye out there. Nice contact by Triana. Definitely heard the pop in that bat as that ball took off the center field. Cruz with a nice eye and a nice catch again.
All right, good communication out there in the outfield to avoid the collision.
Yeah,
Torres and Cruz.
Yeah, no one's running into
the left-handed hitting catcher, Wilfred Astudillo, stepping in. First pitch down low from Baker, 1-0.
Astudillo coming in with an average of 232, 11 RBIs.
All lefties in this half of the inning to face Baker. Next pitch, changeup down low, now 2-0.
Looks like two outs here for the Daytona Tortugas.
Baker's 2-0 pitch. In size, Astudillo had to dodge that pitch. Now 3-0.
Yeah, and it looks like Astudillo getting ready here, setting his feet.
Baker's next pitch low again as he walked him on 4 straight pitches.
You know, that's very unlike Baker. But a studio gets the walk.
Not something you like to see, given your opponents a little life with two outs. We see another lefty, third baseman Austin Callahan, stepping in. The studio, not much of a lead to speak of over there at first. First pitch from Baker, swung on by Callahan, into left field, just inside the line. We see a studio rounding third. He will score and tie the ball game as Callahan gets a swinging first pitch RBI double.
Yeah, very nice stand-up double by Callahan. Nice pop-up there to left field. Torres all over it, but it hits the wall for the stand-up. Very nice hit.
Yeah, great job to take it the other way from Callahan there. Now we see the right-handed hitting left fielder Jamal Ogin stepping in as the Tortugas have tied it up with two outs here. First pitch coming from Baker. See, checks on Callahan at second. And the pitch clock ran out, so that is called a ball. Ball one. First pitch coming. Swinging is again popping it up to the infield. Who's going to get it? Third baseman Mora calls for it and makes the catch for the third out. But the damage has been done as the Tortugas tie it up. 1-1. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Back for the bottom of the second inning here. 8-9-1 coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First baseman Jesus Arequia stepping in. Arequia will bat from the right-hand side.
Arequia coming in with an average of 214, one RBI on the air.
Abel is set. Already thrown 30 pitches in this one. 31st as the first pitch is swung on by Arequia. Popped up foul behind the plate.
And that one not coming down yet.
I think it went behind us on there. Next pitch outside, ball one. I've seen a few of those already go behind us.
Yeah, it looks like they're really putting some power behind those bats today.
Next pitch, high heat, way high. 2-1 now.
Kevin Abel coming up on his 34th pitch. 17 strikeouts, 16 balls.
Next pitch inside, check swing, appeal down to first. He did not go, as it is now a 3-1 count. Ekia waits. Next pitch coming from Abel. Inside again, as he has walked the leadoff man of the inning. Three walks already for the Tortugas starter, Kevin Abel.
That'll bring up Addison Cruz in the order.
That's right. The center fielder, Addison Cruz, stepping in. We'll see how much speed, if any, Arekia possesses out there at first. Cruz waits for the first pitch. Here comes from Abel. Down low, ball one.
Cruz coming in with an average of 163, 13 RBIs, 2 home runs.
Abel, next pitch. Swing and a miss from Cruz.
Looks like Abel checking his feet at the mound there. One runner on bags for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Abel, 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss as that one hit the mask of the catcher, Astudillo, behind the plate. Now 1-2.
And it looks like we do have Darlene Moquette warming up in the circle for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Let's
see what Cruz can do here. Now 2 strikes on him. The 1-2 pitch coming from Abel. Curveball grounded foul down third base side from Cruz, staying 1-2.
Cruz staying alive at the plate here. Looking for a pitch he can swing on.
Interesting. Saw Arekia on the move with that pitch. Abel checking on the runner at first. Next pitch coming. Curveball again. Swing and a miss as Cruz is down onto a knee and down on strikes.
Big swing and a miss there by Cruz. Looked like he really wanted to take it, just not able to get that one.
Kevin Abel already 4 strikeouts in the ballgame. We are back to the order here. Second baseman Darlin Moquette stepping in. Struck out in his first at bat in the first inning. First pitch to him, high, ball one.
Still one runner on first here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Arekia, not much of a lead over there at first. Abel is set, ready for the 1-0 pitch. And that one is in there, strike one.
Nice fastball down the middle by Abel, showing the heat.
See what Moquette can do now as the count is even at 1-1. Checking on the runner at first. Next pitch coming. Bouncing as the studio is able to handle it.
Looks like a studio just stayed right on top of it, ready in case anything was appeared to be stolen.
Yeah, nice job. Keep the possibility of a double play alive here. 2-1 pitch coming. As that one catches the outside corner, now 2-2 against the...
Looks like Moquette will challenge.
That one is upheld as it will... No, it is overturned. My mistake. It is overturned. That is now a 3-1 count to the Cardinals' second baseman. Good challenge there. Abel's next pitch swung on from Moquette. Popped foul behind the plate. Just in front of the booth. Nice catch there by the fans.
Yeah, I like to see the fans grabbing these balls. Yeah, getting their little souvenirs here at Roger Dean Stadium.
Very nice. Barehanded that ball. Payoff pitch coming. Swing and a miss from Moquette. He is down for the second time in the ballgame on strikes.
Yeah, big swing and a miss there. Really going for it. Trying to help his team out, not able to.
And now with 2 outs, the third baseman, Sander Mora, steps in. Infield definitely expecting him to pull. First pitch way outside. Check swing, appeal down to the first base umpire. He did not go, ball one.
Arekia still sitting on first. Not too much of a lead.
As we see the third baseman, shortstop, and second baseman Layton all to the left side of second base. As the next pitch is swung on and missed. Strike one.
Yeah, big swing and a miss there by Sandamore.
Abel taking his time. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss again from Mora. as he is now down 1-2 here. Checking the second base coach. Abel set, next pitch, curveball, got him. Mora is also down on strikes, as Abel now is up to 6 strikeouts early in this ballgame. Still tied 1-1. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the third inning here. 9-1-2 up for the Daytona Tortugas as the shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez, steps in. Fernandez, a right-handed hitting hitter.
As he prepares to step into the box here.
Baker is set. Hung on straight to Mora over there at third. Hot shot, but right to a fielder. One out.
Yeah, Mora just needed to look up for that one.
Got to stay alive over there at the hot corner. So quickly, one out here for Trent Baker as the second baseman, Stephen Layton, steps in. First pitch to him. Outside, a little bit low, too. Ball one. Next pitch coming from Baker. Another one low, ball two.
That one looked like it had some heat on it too. Just not able to get up above that plate.
Layton waiting. 2-0 pitch on the way. Outside, now 3-0 here. So the Tortugas leadoff man in the ballgame.
Layton 0-1 on the day so far here for your Daytona Tortugas.
Baker's 3-0 pitch on the way. In there. Catching the inside corner. Strike one.
Nice curveball by Baker. Staying alive here.
Here comes the 3-1 pitch. Swung on. And right down the line. Past the bag. That's a fair ball. As we see left fielder Yan Torres racing to find it. He cannot. As Layton rounds second. Makes his way all the way around to third. With the one-out triple.
Yeah, nice chop hit there by Layton. Able to get down fair past that third base mark and rounded fast. Definitely showed them some speed there.
Yeah, I think that ball got caught in the wall out there in left field. Yan Torres not able to find it. Layton made his way all the way around to third. So now the infield will come in. As the center fielder, Fidel Castro, steps in. First pitch in the dirt. Wait.
Castro, 0-1 on the day. Struck out his last time at bat.
One of only 2 strikeouts on the night so far for Trent Baker. 1-0 pitch coming. Swung on, foul behind the plate. Now 1-1. As Baker waits for another baseball.
Castro setting his feet here.
1-1 pitch coming here from Baker. Swing and a miss from Castro. Now 1-2.
Castro definitely looking to swing on that one. Big swing and a miss.
Trying to get the lead for his team. Layton sits over there at third. Baker's 40th pitch of the ballgame coming. Swing and a miss again from Castro. That's a drop third strike. Throw over to first. He's out. Castro is down for his second strikeout of the ballgame. And Layton still stuck over there at third.
Yeah, very nice play by Arakia with the heads up play. Nice toss from Baker to Arakia.
Yeah, nice job from Arakia after he caught it, looking Layton back at third. As we see the left-handed hitting right fielder, Jack Rogers, stepping in. Two outs now for the Tortugas. First pitch to him in the dirt. Ball one. Another good block there from Burns behind the plate.
Rogers 0-1 on the day so far.
Struck out in his first at bat in the first inning. Baker set, 1-0 pitch coming. Just missing the outside corner now, 2-0.
One runner in threatening position for the Daytona Tortugas with two outs here.
Baker's 2-0 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss from Rogers, now 2-1. We see Layton creeping his way down that third base line.
Rogers really looking to want to take that one. Not able to.
Baker really taking his time here. Next pitch coming in the dirt. Now 3-1 here. Next pitch will be Baker's 45th of the ballgame so far. Here it comes. Swing and a miss from Rogers. Now running the count full here.
Baker with 29 strikes, 16 balls so far in the day.
Full count to the Tortugas right fielder. Payoff pitch coming from Baker. Swing and a miss from Rogers as he is again down on a strike. So the 2-3 men in the lineup for the Tortugas, 0-4 with two strikeouts. So the Tortugas go down one man left on base in threatening position, but unable to bring him home. I'm Ryan McDowell here with Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Fund.
We are back for the bottom of the third inning here. Palm Beach Cardinals trying to take the lead back. 3-4-5 in the lineup. Middle of the order here as the shortstop Jeremy Rivas steps in. First pitch to him was swung on from Rivas. left center field as Castro makes his way over to make the catch for the first out.
Yeah, nice play on that ball by Castro. Just had a good eye on it. Able to make the catch there.
Yeah, Rivas aggressive on that pitch. Just got under it a little bit. As we see the DH, Aaron McKeithen, stepping in. One for one in this one. Singled in his first at bat. First pitch outside, ball one.
One out here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. No runners on.
Next pitch in there. Strike one. Yeah, McKeithen was the one to load the bases in that first inning with that single. His next pitch swung on. Foul behind the plate. Strike two.
And Elijah Cable is warming up in the circle now.
Next pitch coming. Curveball as McKeithen just waves at it for the third strike. As Abel now has 7 strikeouts already, only 2 2/3 innings. We see the right fielder Elijah Cabell stepping in. Cabell, a right-handed hitting batter. First pitch to him, high heat, way high, ball one.
Yeah, that one Cable couldn't even hit if he wanted.
Next pitch coming, swing and a miss from Cabell. That pitch a little inside, 1-1.
Yeah, and it looks like Cabell really stepped into that one, looking to make full contact.
Cabell steps out, now steps back in. Abel's 1-1 pitch, curveball in the dirt, now 2-1. Abel waits for a new baseball.
Yon Torres warming up in the circle.
Next pitch coming. He swung on foul down the right field side. Strike two.
Very good contact by Cabell. Putting some heat on that one.
That one looked to be way out of the ballpark. No one able to get that one. 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on again, foul down right field side, again out of the ballpark.
Yeah, great contact by Cabell. Just gotta find a way to put that one in front of him.
Looking for the fans to get some souvenirs here. 2-2 pitch coming again in the dirt. Now running the count full is Kevin Abel. Elijah Cabell, see what he can do here. Payoff pitch coming, curveball. Swinging and a miss, but it's a drop third strike. He throws down to first for the third out. So, Kevin Abel now 8 strikeouts, only 3 innings pitched. So, the Cardinals unable to do anything here. Palm Beach Cardinals, Radio Network.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Back, ready to get back to ball game here. Trent Baker ready for his fourth inning of work. Left-handed hitting DH Hayden Jones stepping in. Jones 0 for 1 so far. Baker's first pitch, swing and a miss by Jones, 0-1.
Big swing and a miss there by Jones.
Baker's wind up, set, next pitch, outside.
Baker just under his 50th pitch of the day, 31 strikes, 17 balls.
Next pitch, swung on by Jones, foul. Behind his own dugout, out of the ballpark again. Now 1-2.
Jones with some heat, just trying to keep that ball in front of him.
Baker now up in the count here. 1-2 to Jones. Here it comes. Swing and a miss. He is down on strikes. First for the first out of the inning.
That'll bring up Michelle Triana in the lineup.
Pitching duel so far in this ballgame. 8 strikeouts on the board for Kevin Abel. 5 for Trent Baker. First pitch coming to Triana. Swing and grounded foul down the first base side. Strike 1.
Triana 0-1 on the day so far.
Baker set, 0-1 pitch, here, outside, ball 1. We see more and more fans coming in, filling up this ballpark. 1-1 pitch coming, swing and a miss, 1-2.
Yeah, big swing and a miss there by Triana, really wanted to take that one.
Really tried to hold that swing back, just could not do it. Baker is set, next pitch coming, swing and a miss again from Triana as he is also down on strikes. 2 up, 2 down here from Baker.
Catcher number 41, Wilfred Astudillo.
As we see the left-handed hitting catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Official at-bat so far as he walked in the second inning. First pitch coming from Baker, swung on, foul, down the left field line. See if anybody can get to that one. Next pitch coming from Baker, swung on again, also foul, behind his own dugout down there at third. Now 0-2.
Two outs here for the Daytona Tortugas. No runners on bags.
Baker set, taking his time here. His pitch clock down to 1. Next pitch, grounded foul down the first base side. Staying 0-2.
Astudillo staying alive here at the plate for the Daytona Tortugas.
Two pitch coming, high heat, just out of the zone. Now 1-2. One-two pitch coming from Baker, swung on by Astudillo into right field, in front of the right fielder Cabell, for a two-out single.
Nice hit by Astudillo. Staying alive here with 2 outs.
Yeah, great contact. That was a hot shot. Just dropping in front of Cabell out there and right. So we see the third baseman, left-handed hitting, Austin Callahan stepping in.
Callahan 1-for-1 on the day so far.
Yeah, he had that RBI double in the second inning. First pitch to him, swing and a miss, strike 1. Baker Baker set. No look over the first pitch in the dirt. Ball one. I'm sure catchers aren't really known for their speed.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to take too much of a lead here.
But just a courtesy throw over to first. Not really a look up behind him from Arecchia. Just an easy throw back to his pitcher. 1-1 pitch coming. Swing and a miss from Callahan. Now down 1-2. Next pitch will be Baker's 63rd of the ball game. Here it comes. Heater outside. Ball two. Good amount of shade here in the ballpark. Completely covering the third base side.
Yeah, it looks like the sun is starting to go down here.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Driven down the first base side, but just foul. Past the diving Jesus Arecchia.
Yeah, that one was close to call.
Very close call there from home plate umpire Sam Carey. But it will remain a 2-2 count. Next pitch coming here from Baker. Swing and a miss from Callahan as he is down on strikes. As now 7 strikeouts here for Trent Baker. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson here for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the fourth inning here. 6-7-8 up for the Palm Beach Cardinals as we see Yan Torres taking a few more practice swings in the on-deck circle. Kevin Abel, last warm-up pitch on the mound. Torres making his way to the right-handed hitting batter's box. So all fielders heading back to their positions.
Yeah, still a 1-1 game here. Palm Beach tied with their Tortugas.
Torres 0-for-1 in this one as he struck out in his first at bat. First pitch to him, strike one. Next pitch coming, swung on, grounded out to third base. Up with this, Callahan throw over to first, and he's down for the first.
Callahan to Triana for a nice connection there. Able to take out Torres, bringing up Jake Burns in the order.
Now we see a little bit of activity in the Tortugas bullpen. We will get a name and number for you in a second. We see a stray ball coming out to the plate. First pitch coming from Able. In the dirt, ball one. Next pitch coming from Abel outside. 3-0 now to the Cardinals catcher.
Abel.
So the man in the bullpen is number 33, Ryan Cardona. Cardona warming up in the pen. Abel is up to 68 pitches here. 3-1 count. Next pitch coming. In there is Burns was already making his way to first, thinking he had a walk. But it is now a full count.
Burns sets his feet here, waiting the pitch.
Here comes Abel with the payoff pitch. That one misses. Now he's worked a walk.
That'll bring up Jesus Urrutia in the order.
Just as many strikeouts as he has tonight, Kevin Abel. He has missed the zone a good amount as well. That is his fourth walk of the ball game to go with 8 strikeouts. As we see the right-handed hitting first baseman, Jesus Urrutia, stepping in. Urrutia 0-for-1 in this one. Took a walk in his first at-bat. First pitch coming from Abel. Heat high, but catches the zone. Strike one.
Only one out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Next pitch coming in the dirt. There goes Burns off the second. Nice strong throw out there as they nab him. Mistake out there from the Cardinals catcher. Trying to take second as that one got away just a second from a studio behind the plate.
Yeah, looks like Burns was trying to see if he could be speedy here. Not able to.
So now 2 outs here for Urrutia. 1-1 pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Now 1-2. Abel trying to keep this game tied here. Next pitch coming. High and in. Now 2-2.
Two outs, no runners.
Next pitch, curveball again inside. Now running the count full here. So Urrutia will wait. Here comes the payoff pitch. Swing and a miss as he is also down on strikes. Abel gets his 9th strikeout of the ball game. Cardinals are set down. Nothing on the board here. Still a tie ball game. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson here. Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change inside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the 5th inning here. Trent Baker ready for his 5th inning of work. 8-9-1 up for the Daytona Tortugas as the left fielder Jamal Ogin steps in. no activity for the Cardinals in the bullpen as the first pitch is in there. Strike one.
0-1 for Aguin on the day. Left on base his last time at bat.
Next pitch swung on. Hot shot. Heads up over there, third base coach. Foul. Strike two.
Yeah, right into the Tortuga bullpen. Looks like a few players had to dodge that.
Next pitch coming. In the dirt there. Ball one. As we see Cardona warming up quickly in the Tortugas bullpen, might be coming up next in the next inning. 1-2 count outside.
Trent Baker just under his 70th pitch of the day. 46 strikeouts, 23 balls.
A little bit of a tongue twister there.
Yeah, 70th. There we go.
Next pitch swung on by again, foul behind the plate. It hits the roof over here. See if that one's coming down.
It is. They got some young fans here.
There it is.
Going for these foul balls here.
There we go.
Hey, there it is.
Very nice. Next pitch coming. Swung on by again. Popped up to the right side of the infield. As we see the second baseman, Darlin Moquette, settle under it to make the catch for the first out.
Yeah, nice fly out there. Popped up. Moquette with a nice catch.
Yeah, calling off his teammate, Arakia, over there. So that'll bring up the shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez. First pitch to him. Down low, ball one.
Fernandez, 0-1 on the day so far.
Infielders for the Cardinals expecting him to pull both. Next pitch swung on, foul behind the plate into the screen. Strike one. Both the shortstop and third baseman are playing close to the line over there. 1-1 pitch coming. Inside, ball two. Fernandez had to high step that one.
Yeah, just a little two inside there for Baker.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Swinging and foul behind the plate into the stands, bouncing, and who's going to get it? She got it.
Hey, there you go.
We see a big smile. She tosses it over to another fan. He tosses it right back. Very nice. 2-2 pitch coming. Fernandez, and it drops right in front of the left fielder, Torres. So he made a diving attempt for it, but able to stop it as Fernandez could not make his way a second. He has a one-out single.
Nice single there by Fernandez. Torres, I don't know if he dived too early. It looked like trying to save that ball as it dropped right in front of him, not able to.
That'll bring up the second baseman, Stephen Layton. Baker set, ready for his first pitch. Inside, ball one.
Layton, 1-2 on the day so far.
See Fernandez with a healthy lead over there first. Smart, there's a pickoff move over there. Fernandez diving back in safely. Next pitch coming from Baker. Swing and a miss from Layton. 2-1 now.
Big swing and a miss there by Layton. Looks like he really wanted to take that one.
Baker's set. Ready for his next pitch. Swing and foul into the screen behind the plate. Strike two. We see fans screaming for that one, waiting for another foul ball.
Yeah, some of these young fans are just waiting for their opportunity to shine here.
Another pickoff move over there to first. They're keeping a close eye on Fernandez. He dives back in safely.
Yeah, maybe known as a stealer. Definitely has some speed. Baker keeping his eye on that.
So he takes a healthy lead over there at first. Baker's next pitch as he takes off. Grounded over there at third. Nice throw to first as he throws it back to third. But Fernandez makes his way to third base on the ground out. Nice heads up base running there.
Yeah, and Marta Arequia trying to establish the double play. Marta Arequia, that connection solid. Arequia back to Mora. Mora drops the tag out. Fernandez stays safe.
Definitely would be an unorthodox double play, wouldn't it? Third to first and then back to third.
Back to third, yeah. they tried to make it happen, though.
So we see the left-handed hitting center fielder, Fidel Castro, stepping in. First pitch, way outside. Ball one.
Castro 0-2 on the day, two strikeouts.
Be careful. If that one got past Burns, Fernandez was going to score easily. Next pitch coming. Another ball up high. Now 2-0.
No one warming up yet in the bullpen.
Surprising
for the Cardinals.
Baker's next pitch will be his 84th of the ballgame. Swing and a miss from Castro. Now 2-1. As now here we see some activity in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. Right on cue there. Get you that name and number in a few seconds here as the next pitch comes in. Swinging is Castro, dropping that pitch right in front of Yan Torres in left for an RBI single.
Fernandez able to bring the run home for that score. The Daytona Tortugas up now 2-1 over your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Yeah, great job taking it the other way from Castro, and just a great job from Fernandez as well, manufacturing that run, making it to third on the ground out, and then coming home. We see a meeting on the mound. Burns heading out to talk to his pitcher.
Two outs here. One runner on bags for the Daytona Tortugas.
Now Tortugas up 2-1 here as the left-handed hitting right fielder Jack Rogers steps in. First pitch to him. Outside, ball one.
Rogers 0-2 on the day with two strikeouts.
Tortugas up with two runs, five hits, no errors. Cardinals, one run, two hits, no errors. Baker's next pitch, swing and a miss from Rogers. Strike one.
As Rogers steps back into the box, setting his feet here.
Pickoff move over to first, and he's back in diving safely, is Castro.
Baker trying to keep his runners honest here. Castro takes that lead away.
In the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen is number 46, Jack Ralston. Next pitch from Baker just outside. Now 2-1 here to the Tortugas right fielder. It was challenged, but the call is upheld. It did miss the zone. Now 2-1 here. Home plate umpire Sam Carey checks on how many challenges are left for both teams. Baker is set. Next pitch coming. Swinging is Rogers, fouling this ball down the left field side, out of the ballpark. Now 2-2.
Yeah, nice contact there by Rogers. Definitely had some power behind that bat.
No movement yet at first with Castro. Here comes Baker, and there goes Castro to second as this one gets past Burns at home plate.
Foul pitch there. Burns is going to wish he could take that one back as Castro takes from second.
Next pitch from Baker will be the 90th of the ballgame. full count here to Jack Rogers. The payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Rogers. He gets the hat trick. Three strikeouts for him. As that is 8 strikeouts. 8 strikeouts so far for Trent Baker. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the fifth inning here at Tortuga. So we have a new pitcher on the mound. Right-hander Ryan Cardona. Cardona stands at 6 foot, 211 pounds out of Livingston, New Jersey. As he will face the bottom of the order here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 9-1-2 as Denson Cruz steps up to the plate. Cruz 0-for-1 in this one, struck out in his first at-bat in the second inning. First pitch from Cardona, swing and a miss from Cruz. Tried to hold back that swing, could not do it.
Cardona coming in with 39 strikeouts and an ERA of 2.86.
Next pitch coming in there, strike two. Cardona hitting the strike zone early. Next pitch coming, just able to get a piece of it as Cruz just to knock it out there in right field in front of Jack Rogers for a leadoff single.
Yeah, nice hit by Cruz. Able to put it in front of Rogers. Rogers having to run and get it. Cruz a stand at first.
So now the Cardinals with their third hit of the ballgame, back to the top of the order here. Second baseman Darlin Moquette stepping in. Moquette 0-for-2, 2 strikeouts to his name so far. First pitch coming. And a balk is called. Balk is called on Cardona as he delivered that pitch, but it will not count as Cruz makes his way over to second base now. Very good position here for the Cardinals trying to even this ball game back up. First pitch coming here to Moquette. It is low. Ball one. Cardona taking his time on the mound. He's set, looking at the runner at second. Next pitch inside. Ball two.
Yeah, way too high and inside there. Moquette having to lean back to avoid getting chin-checked.
Cruz with a good lead over there at second. Next pitch coming from Cardona. Just a bit low. Now 3-0 here to the Cardinals' second baseman.
No outs here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. One runner on second.
Here comes the 3-0 pitch. That's low as well as Moquette takes the walk. Now two men on here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. As we see a meeting on the mound as Wilfred Astudillo heads to the mound to talk to his pitcher. As third baseman Sander Mora steps in.
Mora taking the plate. 0-1 so far in the day with one strikeout.
Two men on, nobody out. See if he can add to his RBI total here. 9 for Mora on the season so far. Cardona set. Looking at the runner at second. Heading back is Cruz. Yeah. A little distraction out there.
Trying to keep him honest. Keep that lead off him.
Ralston looking at the runner again. Showing bunt is Mora. Pulling it back for the first ball. So you see Triana rushing in after Mora showed bunt. Gotta be careful of his speed.
Yeah. Heads up play here by the Tortugas.
Mora shows bunt again, popping it up. Foul behind the plate. Anybody get it? There it is. Gentleman hands it off to the young child there. Very nice.
Nice bunt by Mora.
Now 1-1 here. The Cardinals third baseman. Slider outside in the dirt. Good block there from Astudillo. 2-1.
Two runners on for the Palm Beach Cardinals. No outs here.
2-1 pitch coming. In there. Strike two. So you see Cruz still dancing over there at second. Not able to distract Cardona on that pitch.
And Jeremy Rivas is warming up in the circle for the Cardinals.
Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Just outside. Astudillo did his best to frame that pitch. But it is a full count. Full count. Two men on here for the Cardinals. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Mora on strikes.
Yeah, Mora looking like he could have held back there. That one looking a little too low. Could have got the walk.
Yeah, that one definitely looked to be ball four. Mora bailing him out with that swing. As the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas stepping in.
Looks like the ump's coming in to
just give Cardona a new baseball. All right. Set, waiting, ready to throw the first pitch against Rivas. Here it comes, catching the outside corner, strike one.
Rivas 0-1 on the day so far.
We still have Cruz at second and Moquette out there at first. 0-1 on Rivas. Next pitch. Just a little bit outside this time. Ball one. That one looked to be pretty close to the same spot, but just missing. Rivas waits. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Cruz off for third. The throw over. Sliding in. He's safe.
And Cruz with a nice steal there. Taking advantage and trying to produce a run here, put your team back in tying position.
Very nice job catching the Tortugas sleeping on that one, as we now have a 2-1 count here to the Cardinals shortstop. Still one out. Now runners on the corners here. Middle infielders pinched up the middle, hoping for a ground ball. Next pitch, curveball, high. 3-1. We have a challenge.
The challenge, the call is a ball. The call is upheld.
It is upheld, as now it is a 3-1 count.
As the
home plate umpire Sam Carey checking on how many challenges are left for each team. Rivas waits. Cardona is set. 3-1 pitch coming. Curveball outside. Rivas takes the walk.
And the bases are loaded here for your Palm Beach Cardinals, bringing up Aaron McKeithen in the order.
Once again, the bases loaded. They had them loaded in the first inning. Only brought home one run as we have a meeting on the mound. Pitching coach Todd Naskadov heading out to talk to his pitcher.
Yeah, bases loaded here again. Trying to make sure that the Daytona Tortugas can keep this game in front of them while they still have the lead.
The Palm Beach Cardinals have loaded the bases with a leadoff single from Adenson Cruz and two walks, one from the leadoff man Darlin Moquette, and then one from the shortstop Jeremy Rivas. And as mentioned, the DH, Aaron McKeithen, steps in. McKeithen looking to add to that RBI total. First pitch to him. Curveball outside, ball one.
Yeah, see if the Cardinals can take advantage this time of having the bases loaded. Second time in this game.
1-0 pitch. Heater also outside, ball two.
Nice pitch by Cardona, just not enough over the plate.
Cardona finding danger here. 2-0 with the bases loaded. Here comes the pitch. In there as he checked his swing, but it will not matter. Strike one.
Yeah, it looks like he got just enough of that off for it to go strike.
Now 2-1 to the Cardinals DH tonight. Cardona set. Next pitch. Swinging foul back to the screen behind the plate. Strike two.
McKeithen staying alive here at the plate.
And the man on deck, Elijah Cabell, grabbing that ball. Cardona set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Another curveball swinging. Diving is Austin Callahan at third, able to knock it down. But the run comes home to tie the ball game. McKeithen does it again.
Yeah, McKeithen with a nice pop hit there. Not able, third baseman Callahan not able to keep his hands on it as Cruz cruises in for a nice run there to tie
nice.
The game. Yeah,
McKeithen will get the infield single here, keeping the bases loaded for the right fielder Elijah Cabell. And another balk is called. Cardona walks a run home here as Darlin Moquette walks his way to the mound, giving the Cardinals the lead. Wow.
Not what Cardona wants to do here. Gotta watch those pitches.
Now we have Rivas on third and McKeithen moving his way to second. First pitch to Cabell outside, ball one. We have the infield in here for the Tortugas, trying to prevent any more runs for the Cardinals. Cardona is set. Next pitch coming. Way outside. He just got up on top of it, did a studio.
Cabell, 1-2 on the day. Your score now, the Palm Beach Cardinals, 3 runs, 4 hits, 0 errors to your Tortugas, 2 runs, 5 hits, 0 errors.
As we now have a man warming up in the Tortugas bullpen, Get you a name and number in a second. As the next from Cabell, strike one.
Yeah, a lot of power behind that. You could tell Cabell wanted to take it.
Next pitch coming from Cardona outside. Now 3-1 count here to the Cardinals right fielder. Cardona, 3-1 pitch coming. Catching the outside corner. Strike two as Cabell is already heading to first base thinking it was a walk.
Yeah. Looks like he just got that one. Caught him while looking.
Cabell steps out. Now back into the batter's box.
Looks like the sun is setting here. Baseball lights coming on.
Cardona set the payoff pitch. And it catches the corner as Cabell quickly calls for a challenge. And he makes his way to first as he takes the walk.
Yeah, looks like they were going to call strike on that. Cabell quickly challenges him.
Yeah, very smart play from Cabell. He knew that one was outside, and he was right. As the bases are loaded again here for the Palm Beach Cardinals, trying to get a little bit of insurance here with a one-run lead, 3-2, as the left fielder, Yon Torres, steps in.
Yon Torres, 0-2 on the day so far.
First pitch in there, strike one. The Tortugas reliever in the pen is number 35, Dennis Boatman. See when they decide to bring him in. Cardona is set. 0-1 pitch. Curveball swung on from Torres right in between third and short as one runner comes around. And that will be all for now as the Cardinals still.
It looks like that was Rivas coming in for the fourth run of the day. Nice hit by Torres to get it right in to left field in between that third base shortstop position. The left fielder out there, O'Gwynn, not able to catch it in time. Nice run.
Here comes the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov, out to the mound. All infielders heading to the mound as well. We might be bringing in a new pitcher here as Cardona quickly lost the lead for the Daytona Tortugas.
Yeah, your score now here for your Palm Beach Cardinals is 4 runs, 5 hits, 0 errors to the Daytona Tortugas. 2 runs, 5 hits, 0 errors.
And that's right. We will have a new pitcher coming in. Number 35, Dennis Boatman. We'll take a quick commercial break as he gets a few warm-up pitches off. We'll be right back. Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat.
Mm-mm.
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We We are back as we see Dennis Boatman taking his last few warm-up pitches on the mound. The catcher, left-handed hitting, Jake Burns stepping in. Boatman coming in with a tough situation. Base is loaded here, only one out.
Burns 0-1 so far on the day.
First pitch to him. Low with the heater. Ball one.
Yeah, it looked like they had some heat on that one. Coming in hot. Burns not able to get that.
Burns will wait for the next pitch. Boatman taking his time. Here it comes. Swung on. Foul behind third base for the first strike.
Burns checking his bat, setting his feet here.
Ralston getting all types of time in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. Next pitch coming from Boatman, inside, ball two.
Base is still loaded here for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Two and one count. Here comes the next pitch from Boatman. Swung on, grounded back to the pitcher. Throws it to home and out to first for the double play. So Boatman comes in, throws four pitches. But the Cardinals take the lead back. It is now 4-2. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson here for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We are back for the top of the sixth inning here. New pitcher on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals is number 46, Jack Ralston. Big Jack Ralston standing at 6'6", 231 out of Panorama City, California. Seventh round pick in the 2019 draft out of UCLA. Ready to face the 4-5-6, the DH. Left-handed hitting, Hayden Jones stepping in. Jones is 0-2 so far in this ballgame. First pitch from Ralston, swung on, foul behind the plate into the backstop, strike one.
Ralston, an 0-1, coming in with an 0-1 win-loss record, ERA of 9.0, five games with one start.
Ralston set. Here comes the windup and the pitch. Swung on by Jones into the gap in right center. Diving play. Making the catch is Edinson Cruz. What a play out there in right center.
Jones with a nice hit. Cruz with a very nice catch. Diving catch, actually, to save for the out. Great play by Cruz.
Getting fancy out there in center for the first out. We see the first baseman left-handed hitting Michelle Triana stepping in.
Triana coming in with an 0-2 on the day, one strikeout.
First pitch coming from Ralston, way outside, ball one. We see Cruz taking a few more steps out there in center, catching his breath.
Yeah, very nice dive and catch there.
Ralston's next pitch, swung on by Triana, popped up short right field. Moquette will wait under it and make the catch for a second out.
Nice pop-up hit by Triana. Moquette got an eye on it, able to fall right under it.
That'll bring up another left-handed bat in this Tortugas lineup. The catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. Astudillo's 1-for-2 so far in this ballgame. Singled in his last at-bat. First pitch coming from Ralston. Check swing, and he went around. Strike one. That one looked like a chair behind the plate, Jake Burns.
Burns shaking it off, though.
Ralston is set. Wind up. Here comes the next pitch. Way outside. Ball one.
Two outs here for the Daytona Tortugas.
Ralston looking in, got the sign. Here comes the pitch. Swinging is Astudillo out to the right side of the infield. Picking it up is Ralston and making his way to first for the unassisted third out. So the Tortugas go down quickly against the new pitcher. Nothing on the board here. Still 4-2. This is the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We are back for the bottom of the sixth inning here. Palm Beach Cardinals up 4-2. We see the Cardinals, both base coaches, heading out to their positions. 8-9-1 coming up to face the reliever, Dennis Boatman. First up is the right-handed hitting first baseman, Jesus Arequia. Arequia 0-for-2 so far in this one. Took a walk in his first at-bat, then struck out. First pitch. Swung on past the shortstop into center field for a leadoff single.
Nice hit and contact by Arequia. Able to put it right in that spot past the shortstop. Yeah. Fernandez not able to get it in time. Castro having to grab it. Nice single.
Yeah, Arequia raking that pitch. Right back up the middle. As we see number 4, center fielder, Adenson Cruz, stepping in.
Cruz, 1-for-2 on the day. One strikeout, one left on bat.
First pitch swung on by Cruz. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
No outs here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Bottom of the sixth inning. Score 4-2.
we see Boatman waiting for a new baseball. Got it. He is set. Oh, one pitch coming. In the dirt. Good block there by Wilfred Studio behind the plate. Keep Arecchio over there at first. We have another baseball coming to Boatman out there on the mound. He is set. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Swung on by Crew down the right field side into the stands. Strike two.
Nice contact by Cruz, trying to keep that one in front of him.
Arecchia, not much of a lead over there at first. Boatman is set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Swinging and just getting a piece of it is Cruz, fouling it behind the plate, staying 1-2. Cruz trying to improve that average, I would think. Not looking good. 168 right now. 1-2 pitch coming. Swing and ground back up the middle. Stepping on second is Fernandez and throwing over to first for the double play.
Yeah, nice play there by Leighton with Antriana. Leighton able to catch it in time from that hit by Cruz. Late into Triana for that nice connection and a nice double play.
So Boatman into his second inning of work, now with two double play balls induced. First pitch in to Darlin Moquette, the second baseman. In there, strike one.
Moquette 0-3 on the day so far.
Next pitch coming. Check swing, appeal down to first. He did not go. Now 1-1.
Two outs, no runners on bags here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Next pitch coming from Boatman. Gave him the heat, but just a bit low to Moquette. Now 2-1.
Moquette checking his gloves and his bat here as he gets set in the box.
Boatman set. Next pitch coming. Outside. Now 3-1 here. We see no activity in either bullpen. Boatman set. The 3-1 pitch on the way. Catching the outside corner as Moquette quickly calls for a challenge. And that one is overturned. And Moquette works the walk. His second one of the ballgame.
Yeah, Moquette, knowing that one way off the plate, calls a challenge and gets it.
We just saw that in the last inning for the Cardinals. Elijah Cabell being called for the third strike, but knew it was a ball. As we see the third baseman, Sander Mora, stepping in. First pitch to him is outside. Ball one.
One runner now on for the Cardinals. Two outs here. Bottom of the sixth inning.
Boatman is set. Next pitch. And it is in there on the corner. Strike one.
Looks like Mora tried to pull that one back. Not in time, though. Gets called strike.
Moquette, no lead over there at first base. Next pitch coming. Swing. Foul into the catcher. Strike two.
Jeremy Rivas warming up in the circle here. As it is still two outs for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Next pitch coming from Boatman. Try to get him fishing at that one. Change up outside. Now 2-2. Mora waits. Boatman looking in for the sign. As we reset the pitch clock here. As he is set. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Grounded out to second. Layden up with it. Throw over to first for the third out. So the Cardinals have one man on, but are unable to bring him home. It is still a 2-run lead, 4-2 for the Palm Beach Cardinals. This is Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
We are back with your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Sean Tomlinson and Ryan McDowell here for the top of the seventh inning.
We see the 7-8-9 hitters for the Daytona Tortugas do left-handed hitting. Austin Callahan stepping into the batter's box. Callahan 1-for-2 in this one. RBI double in his first at-bat and struck out in his last. Ralston taking his time on the mound. Here comes the first pitch. Swung on, grounded out to first base. Picked up by Arecchia and taking it over to first for the first out.
Yeah, nice hit by Callahan. Right to Arecchia's glove, though. Arecchia just needing to tap that base for a nice out.
That'll bring up the right-handed hitting left fielder Jamal Ogin. Again, 0-for-2 in this one. Not able to get on top of the ball as he's popped it up twice. Ralston's first pitch to him. Swinging is again short left field, racing out to it. Catch, making the catch is Jeremy Rivas, the shortstop, for the second out.
Nice hit by Oguenda, center left. It looked like it was sailing right through the air, but Rivas got a nice eye on it, able to come up with the catch.
That'll bring up the right-handed hitting shortstop, Ilvin Fernandez. So we see all fielders having to make their way back to their respective positions. Ralston taking his time, 1 second left on the pitch clock. Here it comes, swinging, grounded out to third, Mora up with it, not able to get him at first. As that one bounced over the first base to Arecchia for a 2-out single.
Yeah, nice contact by Fernandez with that hit. More to Arecchia, that connection not strong. Arecchia with the drop, not able to get it.
Yeah, Mora not able to get enough on that ball. Had to bare hand down the line. That'll bring up the second baseman, Stephen Layden. Layden 1-for-3 so far in this ballgame. First pitch to him. In there, strike one.
Two outs here for the Daytona Tortugas.
Good lead over there. Pickoff move to first. Just back in time as Fernandez diving safely.
Back into Arecchia. Arecchia trying to apply that tag. not able to in time.
Almost got him, did Ralston at on the mound. Next pitch coming to Layton. Swing and miss. He is now down 0-2.
Layton 1-3 on the day. But yeah, big swing and a miss there. Looks like he won that one.
Fernandez increasing his lead at first. Next pitch coming from Ralston. Swung on, foul behind the plate. See if that one will fall down off the roof to one of these fans, and it will.
Hey.
All the way down behind the dugout over there.
Look at those boys going for it there.
There you go.
Getting a nice little souvenir.
Pickoff move again over the first. Diving back safely as Fernandez. Close play.
Baker to Arakia. They're still looking for that. Looking for that tag there.
Next 0-2 pitch coming. Swung on by Layton. Straight to the left fielder, Torres, fourth, the third out. So, nice contact there from Layton, but unfortunately right at the glove of Yan Torres. So, everyone, let's get up and stretch. It is the middle of the seventh. This is Paul McDowell, Sean Tomlinson with you.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
We are back after the seventh inning stretch here. Bottom of the seventh. Middle of the order coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. 3-4-5 hitters due up. Number 8, the shortstop, Jeremy Rivas, stepping in to face Dennis Boatman.
Rivas 1-1, 0-1 on the day so far.
Swinging at the first pitch, swinging a miss, strike one. Rivas, 2 walks on the day so far. So the next pitch is outside, ball one. This is a good eye. See if he can put some good contact on this one.
Score still 4-2, Palm Beach over Daytona.
Next pitch coming. In there. Strike two. We see a little bit of activity in the Palm Beach Cardinals bullpen. Get you a name and number in a second. Next pitch coming from Boatman. Just missing the outside corner as Boatman quickly calls for a challenge. No dice as it is still 2-2. 2-2 pitch coming to Rivas. Swung on, foul down the first base side. I don't think that one's coming back.
I don't think so either. That one might have been out of here. Oh.
Oh, but it did. All right.
Looks like they found it somewhere.
That one quickly fell down the roof. Here comes the next pitch coming from Bowden, way outside, running the count full to the Cardinal shortstop.
No outs here for Daytona.
Here comes the payoff pitch. Check swing from Rivas, fouled to his own dugout. A little excuse me swing there.
Yeah, it looks like the dugout had the duck there. Is that one right in between the rails?
Boatman set. Here comes the next payoff pitch. And he got him. Rivas frozen there. Could not put up a fight against that heater. He is down on strikes.
Yeah, it looks like caught him while looking. Rivas just not able to move that bat. Nice fastball right down the plate.
That'll bring up the cleanup man, DH tonight. Number 31, Aaron McKeithen.
McKeithen 2-for-3 on the night so far.
Five, ball one.
Just one strikeout on the day.
Yeah, two singles. One of them brought home a run. Next pitch coming from Boatman. High heat, ball two. Boatman waiting, set. Next pitch coming. Heater's in there. Strike one.
Another very nice fastball down the middle.
I don't know what McKeithen was waiting on. It looked like a great pitch to hit there.
Yeah, it looked like he froze up just a second too late. Is that one?
Boatman's taking his time. Next pitch, the changeup, also down the middle. Now 2-2.
Yeah, I'm not really too sure what's going on with McKeithen there. Is he... stops and checks his gloves, checks his gloves and fixes his bat. Yeah, so not really too sure there.
Trying to see if he can work a walk like many of his teammates. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, swung on, foul into the screen behind his own dugout at over there on first base, staying 2-2.
Count remains the same. McKeithen back in the box, setting his feet. No runners on bags yet.
Next 2-2 pitch coming from Boatman. Swung on by McKeithen. Down there to first. Flip over to the pitcher covering for the second out.
Yeah, with a nice toss-up from Triana to Boatman. Boatman able to apply the toe tap.
That'll bring up the right-handed hitting right fielder, Elijah Cabell.
Cabell 1-2 on the day so far. One RBI, one strikeout.
Pitch from Boatman. Just high, ball one.
Two outs here, no runners on base yet for your Palm Beach Cardinals.
Boatman taking his time. Next pitch coming. Give him the heater. Strike one.
Nice curveball there by Boatman for the strike.
Boatman set. Ready for the 1-1 pitch. Another heater. Passed him. That will run the count. 1-2. Cabell steps out. Taking his time here and now stepping back into the batter's box. Boatman looking in for his sign. Got the one he likes. Wind up the pitch. Swing and a miss as Cabell is down on strikes as well. So two strikeouts in the inning for Boatman as the Cardinals are quickly down 1-2-3. That'll do it for the seventh inning. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextsStopRex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart and it's age. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
For the top of the eighth inning, new pitcher on the mound for the Palm Beach Cardinals is number 27, Chris Hulba. Hulba stands 6'3", 190 out of Singelfingen, Germany. He will face the 2-3-4 hitters in the lineup for the Tortugas. Center fielder Fidel Castro in there. First pitch, inside, ball one.
Hulba, with no win-loss record yet, no ERA, six games with only one start.
Next pitch coming from Hulba. In there, strike one. See Mora way off the line over there at third. Next pitch coming from Hulba. Heater way up high. Ball two.
Castro, just 1-3 on the day so far. Two strikeouts, one left on bat.
Next pitch coming from Hulba. Heater just missing the outside corner. 3-1 now. Here comes the next pitch. In there, strike two. Castro held on to his swing.
Yeah, it looks like he almost wanted to challenge that one, decides not to, steps back in the box.
Castro waits. Hulba set. Here comes the payoff pitch. He jammed him, but he got it over the head of Mora for a single. Wow.
Yeah, it looks like Mora just not able to get that one. That one a little too high above his head. As that one falls in the center field, Yon Torres throws it in. Nice single.
I don't think anybody expected him to get enough on that one to get into left field. That was so far inside.
Yeah, it looked a little low, too.
As the left-handed hitting right fielder, Jack Rogers, steps in. First pitch outside, ball one. Rogers 0-for-3 so far. Hat trick to his name, three strikeouts.
And it looks like Burns and Hulba will have a little meeting at the mound. Try to discuss some things as the umpire walks over to break them up just a little bit here.
See home plate umpire Sam Carey heading to the mound, break up the meeting. So Burns will head back behind the plate. Maya got crossed up on that last pitch.
Yeah, just a communication issue here. No outs.
So Hulba is set. First pitch to Rogers. Just high, ball one. Next pitch coming, swung on, foul, back into the screen behind the plate. Two and one here. Next pitch coming, just missing the outside corner, now 3-1.
Castro still on first base here. No outs for the Daytona Tortugas.
Would not like a walk here to give Tortugas two men on. But there it is, as Rogers takes the next pitch outside. Two men on here for the Tortugas. Still nobody out. As the cleanup man, DH number 24, Hayden Jones, steps in.
Jones coming in with 0-3 on the day, one strikeout.
Got good wood on the ball twice, though, flying out to the center. See what he can do here. Hobler's first pitch to him, swing and a miss. Good job getting back to it quickly as Burns behind the plate. Now 0-1.
Yeah, nice play by Burns, not letting that pitch go too wild. Staying on top of it there.
So we see the tying run is on first base. Next pitch coming to Jones. Grounded to first. Throw to second. But it is wild going into left field. Picked up by Torres, but he will not throw home. So one runner comes home. Castro comes around to score, bringing the score to 4-3 now. Cardinals losing their lead slowly, as I believe that will be called an error on the first baseman, Jesus Arequia.
Yeah, Arequia looks like a bad throw there.
Number 18, Michelle Trion.
Yes, there it is on the scoreboard, as the left-handed hitting first baseman, Michelle Triana, steps in with two men on, still nobody out. Pitch in there, strike one.
Nice fastball by Hoba, right in the strike zone.
So we see Darlin Moquette standing out there behind second, behind the runner out there, Rogers.
Hoba checking his runner.
But Moquette did not get back to second.
Triana coming in with 0-3 on the day with one strikeout.
Triana waits. Hoba set. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. Way inside, as Trion had to dodge that one. Now 1-1.
Yeah, that one had some heat on it. Trion moving quick to get out the way of that.
So now we see a man up in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Hoba set. Next pitch coming. Grounded over to second, but unable to get it out there is Moquette into right field, throwing out to third, but another runner comes around. That will be an RBI single for Michelle Triana.
Nice pop-up hit there. Second baseman Moquette not able to get his glove on it in time. Cabell coming in with the save. Nice one there.
As we have a back-and-forth ball game, as it has been all evening. Now, again, game tied, 4-4. Runners on the corners here for the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo. First pitch to him, swung on past the second baseman, Moquette. Throw into second, and they got him, rounding second. So, Triana makes a big turn around second. He is caught for the first out. But another run is in. Tortugas now lead 5-4. Left-handed hitting third baseman Austin Callahan stepping in.
Callahan 1-3 on the day with an RBI.
First pitch, check swing down the third base side. That is staying a fair ball as Mora pleads his case with home plate umpire Sam Carey. That will be an infield single here for Callahan. Tough break for the Cardinals there, as Mora was hoping it would go foul.
Yeah, it looks like Mora was really hoping that that one wouldn't get called fair. Wasn't able to take care of that one.
Callahan will sit on first.
Now, runners on first and second here, still only one out, as the left fielder Jamal Ogin steps in. Ogin 0 for 3 in this one. First pitch coming from Holba. Curveball low, ball one.
And it looks like the Daytona Tortugas have taken the lead here 5-4 over the Palm Beach Cardinals.
1-0 pitch coming from Holba. High heat inside, ball two. So we see the left-hander, number 41, warming up in the bullpen, Nelfry Contreras. 2-0 pitch coming from Holba. Low, now 3-0.
Holba has to be careful. Does not want to walk a runner here and load the bases.
Rio pitch coming. In there. Strike one.
Nice. Nicely thrown pitch there. Right in the strike zone.
Holba set, looking in. Getting the sign. 3-1 pitch coming. Swinging is again popping it up. Short right field. Who will get it? And making the catch is the right fielder, Elijah Cabell, as both runners will have to hold their positions.
The shortstop number 3, Alvin Fernandez.
So that'll bring up the shortstop number 3, Ilvin Fernandez.
Fernandez 2-3 on the day with one run so far.
Still runners on first and second here. Now two outs for the Tortugas. Holba trying to get out of this one. First pitch coming to him. Late time call. As Hobo's already in his windup. Time was granted, though.
Two outs. Two runners on for the Daytona Tortugas.
So now first pitch again to Fernandez. Ball one low. And Contreras looks to be ready in the Cardinals' bullpen. Holba's next pitch. Outside again. Ball two. This thing's going from bad to worse here.
Yes, the Palm Beach Cardinals losing the lead here. Not able to hold on.
Next pitch coming from Holba. Strike one.
Two runners still on here.
Holba set. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss from Fernandez. Evening the count, 2-2.
Yeah, big swing and a miss there by Fernando Chout. Set his feet a little bit.
Waiting for the pitch. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Check swing, but appeal down to the base umpire. He went around. Strike three as Fernandez is down on strikes. So the Daytona Tortugas get three in the inning, taking the lead back 5-4 now. But two men are left on base. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson here for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hey, hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
For the bottom of the eighth inning, Dennis Boatman still on the mound here, now pitching with the lead. Pinch hitter in for the Palm Beach Cardinals. It is outfielder Patrick Romeri. List 6-7-8 hitters coming up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. First pitch is outside, ball one.
Boatman just under 40 pitches here, 23 strikes, 16 balls as he finishes out this bottom of the eighth.
Next pitch, high heat, ball two.
Romeri checking his gloves and his bat here as he steps back into the box.
See what he can do off the bench. 2-0 pitch coming, swung on, foul down the right field line, strike one. Romeri jumping out at that pitch, saw one he liked. Boatman set. Next pitch coming. Swung on, foul right back to the screen behind home plate. Strike two.
And it looks like Romeri really wants to take a swing here as those foul checks have been coming back.
Romeri set. Here comes Boatman with the 2-2 pitch. Romeri swings and grounds it. Foul. Now it's staying 2-2. A little bit of a swing and bunt there as Romeri was already hitting down to first.
Yeah, it looks like he might have swung, then showed bunt. Trying to confuse the pitcher here.
Next 2-2 pitch coming from Boatman. Swung on, foul again behind home plate, waiting for the ball to hit the roof here. Did not hear it. I think it went behind us.
Yeah, it might have cleared us and got
it. Well, that will not be a souvenir here for these fans. Next 2-2 pitch coming. Swung on again from Romeri, popping it up in the infield. Somebody call for it. There it is. Shortstop Fernandez making the play for the first out.
Yeah, and a nice contact by Romeri. Definitely saw some pitches he liked. That nice pop-up hit, Fernandez right under it.
Yeah, he just got under that last pitch a little bit. As the left-handed hitting catcher, Jake Burns, steps in. First pitch to him, in there, strike one.
Burns 0-2 on the day with one strikeout.
So we see the third baseman, Austin Callahan, way off the line here. Next pitch coming. High, ball one.
The score here, Palm Beach 4, Daytona 5.
Next pitch coming from Boatman. Swing and a miss from Burns. Now down 1-2.
Big swing and a miss there. Burns really put some power behind that.
Yeah, Tortuga. The Daytona Tortuga is up. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. Late time call behind the plate here is granted. Palm Beach Cardinals with 4 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. Next pitch coming from Boatman. Swinging and foul into the screen behind home plate. staying 2-2.
Jake Burns staying alive here with just one out. Nice swing.
Next pitch coming will be Boatman's 50th of the ball game, and it misses inside, running the count full against the Cardinals catcher. We have a challenge. It is upheld against Jake Burns. Boatman will take his time on the mound, resetting the pitching clock. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss from Burns. I think he swung it. Ball four there. That pitch was way outside. He is down on strikes.
Yeah, it definitely looked a little too high there. He might have, could have waited and got the ball. Up next, Jesus Urrutia in the order. Urrutia 1-2 on the day with just one strikeout.
Check swing into first pitch. Appeal down to first. He did not go. Ball one. Boatman wants another baseball. Next up will be his 53rd pitch. One-oh pitch coming. In there, strike one.
Two outs here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Trying to stay alive, bottom of the eighth inning.
1-1 pitch coming to Urrutia. Just missing the outside corner, ball two. Astudillo did his best to frame that one.
Yes, he did. Can't let it go wild.
2-1 pitch coming from Boatman. Check swing up high. Ball three.
No runners on bags here for the Palm Beach Cardinals.
Boatman is set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Foul. Now running the count full. As fans see if this one will fall back down. Does not look like it.
No, it doesn't. A few disappointed fans there.
Urrutia will wait. Here comes the payoff pitch. Way high as he works the walk. His second of the ball game.
Urrutia with nice patience there. Waiting on the pitch and getting the walk.
Very good patience indeed, giving the Cardinals a base runner with two outs as the number 9 hitter in the lineup. The center fielder, Denson Cruz, steps in. We have the pitching coach, Todd Naskadov, who has been busy tonight, walking out to the mound in addition to the catcher, Wilfred Astudillo, as we have a man warming up in the Tortugas bullpen. Give you that name and number in 1 second. Taking our time here as Boatman is set, ready to face off against the Denson Cruz. With Urrutia on first, no lead to speak of. First pitch in there, strike one.
Cruz 1-3 on the day, one run, but one strikeout.
Next pitch coming from Boatman. In there, strike two as Cruz checked his swing.
Yeah, probably a swing he wishes he could take out there.
Next pitch, way outside, ball one.
Cruz smart to not take that swing, using some patience there.
1-2 pitch coming outside again. Now 2-2 to the Cardinals center fielder. Next pitch coming from Boatman, swung on and foul down the right field side.
That one fouled into the stands by the Cassidy Cool Zone, as you see the young fans scurry that way.
Two pitch coming from Boatman outside. Now running the count full here to Adenson Cruz.
Cruz looking like he wanted to swing on that one. Luckily, he didn't.
Here comes Boatman with the payoff pitch. Swung on by Cruz. Foul once again behind the plate. It will stay a full count.
Cruz staying alive in this inning, trying to give his team some much-needed relief.
Boatman set. Next payoff pitch, swinging is Cruz. Down he goes on strikes for his second strikeout of the ballgame. So the Cardinals get a two-out walk, but are unable to bring him home. It is still a 5-4 lead for the Daytona Tortugas.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T. Acronym. Stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to your MILB Palm Beach Cardinals radio broadcast. Looks like we do have a pitching change for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Number 5, Griffin Roberts, hailing from Midlothian, Virginia, acquired in the first round of the 2018 draft, played for Springfield in the AA division.
So back to the top of the order here for the Daytona Tortugas. Steven Layton, the second baseman, stepping in. Face the new pitcher. Roberts' first pitch to him outside, ball one. Trying to keep this a one-run deficit here for the bottom of the ninth. Next pitch. Swung on by Layton. Into center field, but an easy play out there as that was straight to Adenson Cruz in center.
Yeah, Cruz not even having to move for that one. Falls right into his glove for a nice catch.
You said it. He stood straight as a statue, just waiting for it. As the left-handed hitting center fielder, Fidel Castro, steps in.
Castro, 2-4 on the day. One run, 2 strikeouts.
Waiting for the first pitch from Roberts. He's set. Got his sign. First pitch coming. Heater in there, catching the outside corner. Strike one. Good frame there from Jake Burns behind the plate. See a little chatter between home plate umpire Carey and the dugout, the Tortugas. Next pitch from Roberts. Burns it by Castro. Strike two.
Nice fastball down the middle. Roberts putting some heat on that one.
Castro is quickly down 0-2 here. Roberts' next pitch coming. Gave him the curveball, but it is low. Ball one.
And that one just looked a little too low of the strike zone for the ball.
Roberts taking his time here. Pitch clock down to two. Next pitch, slider inside. Now evening the count here at 2-2.
Yeah, it looks like Castro had to jump back, try to avoid getting hit with that one for the two count.
Yeah, he got ahead with two straight heaters, but now trying to back to the heater here at 2-2. Fouled away down the first base side, staying 2-2.
Looks like.
Roberts looking in, has his sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Got him with the curveball in there. Strike three. As that is the hat trick for Fidel Castro. His third strikeout of the ball game. So that will bring up the left-handed hitting right fielder, number 7, Jack Rogers. Rogers also with a hat trick in this ball game. 3 strikeouts and 1 walk to his name. First pitch to him low and inside, ball one.
Rogers checking his gloves and his bat as he steps back into the batter's box.
Roberts set, got his sign. Here comes the next pitch. Heater low. Now 2-0 on Rogers. Here comes the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss from Rogers. Healthy cut there, but came up empty.
Yeah, looks like you really wanted to take the house with that one.
Here comes the 2-1 pitch. Another swing and a miss here. Roberts getting back in this at bat with 2 straight heaters.
2 outs here for the Daytona Tortugas. No runners on.
As Roberts steps off, trying to go over the signs again with this catcher, Jake Burns, as he makes his way to the mound to talk it over.
Burns coming back to the plate now.
Home plate umpire Sam Carey gesturing to the crowd. It is indeed a 2-2 count. He's set. Next pitch. Got him with the curveball in the outside corner. 2 straight strikeouts to end the inning here for Griffin Roberts. So the Tortugas go down. Nothing on the board here. Top of the ninth. Last chance here for the Cardinals. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson for the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov, National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, and the Ad Council.
We are back. Last chance here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Top of the order, Darlin Moquette stepping in against the new pitcher, number 29, Lewis May. May, 6'2", 194. Out of San Pedro de Macalís in the Dominican Republic. First pitch to Moquette, grounded out to short. Picked up, throw over, and they just got Moquette hustling down the line. Close play.
Super close play. Moquette using those legs to try to get down to that first base mark. Not able to in time.
Wow, I thought he was going to beat that out for a second.
Triana, legs extended, able to get the out.
Yeah, you said it. Great stretch over there at first. So we see the right-handed hitting third baseman, Sander Mora, stepping in. First pitch to him low in the dirt, ball one.
Lewis May coming in with a 3-1 win-loss record, an ERA of 6.9. This will be his 22nd game here.
Next pitch to Mora again outside, ball two. Mora staying patient here. May is set, ready for the 2-0 pitch. Way high with that heater, now 3-0.
One out here for your Palm Beach Cardinals. Bottom of the ninth inning.
Would not want to give the Cardinals some life here. The heater is in there. Strike one. Mora taken all the way with that 3-0 pitch. Now set. Next pitch coming. Swing and a miss. Mora now runs the count full against the pitcher, Lewis May. May is set, ready. Here comes the payoff pitch. And he got him with the heater right down the middle. Mora caught looking for the hat trick. Third strikeout of the ballgame.
That'll bring up Jeremy Rivas in the order. Rivas coming in with a 0-2 on the day with just one run, one strikeout.
Rivas, the last chance here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Two outs in the bottom of the ninth. First pitch swung on deep down the right field line. It falls in front of the right fielder, Jack Rogers, as Rivas rounds first and is in there with a stand-up two-out double.
Nice contact by Rivas. Nice floater in the air as well. Able to fall down right in front of Rogers. Rogers not able to grab it in time. Stand up double for Rivas.
So the Cardinals with a little life here as the tying run is on second. As the cleanup man, DH Aaron McKeithen, steps in to the right-handed hitting batter's box.
McKeithen, 2-4 on the day, just one strikeout, one RBI.
First pitch to him, swung on, foul, back into the screen behind home plate, strike one.
Rivas showing a little lead here.
May is set, next pitch to him, swing and a miss from McKeithen. as the Cardinals are now down to their last strike. 0-2 here. McKeithen fixing his gloves, stepping back into the batter's box. May is set. Looking in for the sign. Swinging and just fouled it off back behind the plate. Staying alive here is McKeithen.
Rivas wanting to run there. Showing some patience as that one.
May is set. Next pitch coming. Swung on from McKeithen. Foul behind the dugout over here behind first base. And he got it. Nice job by the young fan there.
Yeah, he seems super excited to get it. I'm glad he got it.
Next 0-2 pitch coming from May. Curveball in the dirt. Blocked well by Estudio behind the plate. Rivas will have to stay a second.
Yeah, Estudio not letting it go wild. Looking at Rivas as he slowly tracks the ball.
McKeithen waits. May is set. 1-2 pitch coming. Another curveball deep down the left field line, but caught out there by left fielder Jamal again for the third out. So the Cardinals will take the loss here, 5-4. Very tough game. Very tough ball game here as the Daytona Tortugas took the lead in the late going with the 3-run 8th inning. We'll take a quick commercial break. Be right back with our post-game report.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go! Pictures of his family's important documents. Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
And we are back for our post-game report here. Palm Beach Cardinals taking the loss 5-4 against the Daytona Tortugas. Daytona with a big 8th inning to take the lead and holding on to it for the win. Sean, who do you have for your player of the game here?
Player of the game, I have the pitcher who took the win. Boatman came in with 3 innings pitched, but 2 double plays in that first inning and enough defense to hold off the Palm Beach Cardinals, not allowing them to come back for the win. Hard-fought game here. The 3 runs in the 8th inning kind of put it over the top for the Daytona Tortugas, but Palm Beach Cardinals, a lot of hits, a lot of at-bats, some left-on bats, but something to be worked on.
Yeah, got a lot of guys left on base here. For me, my player of the game, I got to go with the closer tonight, Lewis May. Did a great job coming in, just getting the last 3 guys. Did give up a double to get McKeithen for the flyout to end it. So the Daytona Tortugas will take it 5-4 here. 5 runs, 10 hits, no errors. The Cardinals get the loss with only 4 runs, 7 hits, and 1 error. Ryan McDowell, Sean Tomlinson, thank you for joining us here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Have a good night.
And if you're here tomorrow for Mega Bash, Mega Bash will be July 3rd and 4th with fireworks after the 6 o'clock games. So if you are out there and you're in Jupiter, come out to Mega Bash at Roger Dean Stadium. Have a good night.